down to business on Newstalk
with Electric Ireland, giving your business flexible tailored solutions for gas and electricity. Search Electric Ireland Business.
Any of you listening this morning woke up in a panic of what Christmas presents you've yet to buy? I'd like to introduce my next guest to you. He's Keelan Lennon. He's the founder and CEO of Clever Gift. And he tells me that his company is going to solve all your problems without ever having to leave the kitchen table. And here am I telling people to go out and get wet and go into their shops, Keelan Lennon, and you're telling them the opposite.
Indeed. Good morning, Bobby.
How are you?
Good, great. I'm great. Yeah. So Clever Gift, Bobby, is a really simple way to buy family or friends a thoughtful gift online this Christmas, but without you needing to know his or her size or preferred colour. And whether your daughter or son or niece or nephew is in Limerick or London or Vancouver, you can personally deliver the gift online by WhatsApp, SMS, or schedule it to arrive by email on Christmas morning.
Okay, well, let's just walk through it for a second, okay? So you want to buy your daughter in Vancouver a hoodie. So that hoodie is €50. You go and buy the hoodie, and then she gets a text in Vancouver to her phone that says, Keelan has bought you this hoodie. What colour would you like? What size would you like? And when would you like? When and where would you like it delivery? So she controls the gift at her end, really. And if she wants to change the hoodie to a different hoodie or buy a more expensive hoodie, she can do that. Is that correct?
That's it, Bobby. Yeah. And
I'm just trying to sort of simplify it here.
You've got it right. And I think, you know, whether your daughter or niece, no matter where she is in the world, it is still experiencing that surprise, anticipation and delight of that thoughtful gift that you have chosen for her online onto her phone. And the clever bit, as you said, is that she gets to select her size, she gets to choose her preferred colour, or she can exchange it for something else completely altogether before it ships.
And tell me this, is there a way then, staying with the hoodie in Vancouver, is there a way that the person that I'm buying for the gift will know how much I spent on them?
No, so obviously it's
a gift. How does that work?
Obviously it's a gift, Bobby, so we don't tell. To stick with the example, whether your daughter or niece, whether it's a hoodie that you've bought, or she won't know the size or colour. But of course, we allow them then to buy something else. So most people actually, would you believe, when it comes to a gift, it's not that they'll dislike the white hoodie that you might have bought for them, but she might prefer the grey one, or indeed, as a lot of people will do, they'll go in and choose something else, and they just have to pay the difference.
Keelan, tell me about online shopping and stats around goods being returned. I saw my daughter only yesterday, and I was kind of horrified by this. I saw her buy two dresses online, knowing that she was going to return one of them. And I just said, why would you do that? Why would you actually know that you're going to have to get this? You're going to have to put it in a box. You're going to have to send it back again. And she said, because I don't know which one I want. And I know I'm going to send one back, and I'm happy to do that. But there are some alarming stats, are there, about the amount of gifts that are actually returned from online sales?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, every single year online continues to grow. Bobby, I was with somebody yesterday evening, and I think they said that their postman had said yesterday that he reckoned that 95% of the deliveries in his housing estate were packages. The difficulty that's always been there with buying a gift is that it is very, very difficult to buy a gift for somebody online. Even if I know the shoe size or the, you know, the colour and style, it's a very difficult thing to do. And, you know, we've a large number of retailers that are suffering with this problem online. And at the extreme, we've one particular retailer that 75% of their shoes and clothing that is bought in the month of December is returned in the month of January.
And what about the cost of that? Like, yeah, where is the cost of that? It surely has to be reflected somewhere. You can't.
It's a big challenge.
Like that business model doesn't work.
It's a big challenge for retailers. And you know, the challenge, of course, is that as online grows, retailers have to provide a return service. And return services are difficult. And I suppose that's where Clever Gift comes in, is that we're interjecting to say returns shouldn't happen. Because what we're sitting here is saying, look, Bobby, don't go and actually ship the product. You know, the act of gift giving is handing over the gift. This is what I bought you, but I'm leaving the final piece to you for you to decide the recipient, the size fries or cut it before chips.
And just finally, Keelan, am I right in saying that a lot of people don't really do online shopping between Christmas and New Year? We think they do, but the actual conversion rates are actually very small. Is that
right?
Yeah,
this is the big problem. Online merchants, Bobby, actually have no sales online from about the middle of this week. The majority of online retailers will close online this week because they simply can't ship the products. But of course, with Clever Gift, you can go on right up to Christmas Eve, or no doubt I'll still be shopping on Christmas Day for my niece in Kilcock, and still being thoughtful because I can deliver it to her mobile phone on Stephen's this morning, even though I might have bought it 10 minutes before, and I'm still very thoughtful and she gets the gift she wants.
Well, I might just buy that hoodie in Vancouver. Keelan Lennon from Clever Gift, thanks very much for joining us.